Yes.
Is this Richard Williams of Kansas?
That's me.
Great to talk to you. Great to have you on the radio with us. Original guitarist of Kansas. Going to be in town on Sunday playing Mystic Lake. And I appreciate you you're rapping with us today, man.
Sure. Glad to be here.
Well, not only have you changed the landscape of rock radio in general, incorporating violins in your epic compositions from way back in the day, but you took the 70s and 80s by storm after your debut album in 74. Now you're touring on your 15th studio release, The Prelude Implicit. That's Kansas's first in 16 years. Congrats on that.
Well, thank you.
15 studio albums, 5 live albums, 8 of which are gold, 3 sextuple platinums. I mean, quite the extensive list of accomplishments.
We've been busy.
Got to be gratifying as hell to look back on your career over the last 44 years. You're still standing, you're still recording, you're still touring to huge crowds, while a vast cross-section of your contemporaries have fallen by the wayside. What do you attribute that to, exactly?
Well, a lot of tenacity would be one thing. the grass was never greener on the other side of the fence for me in doing something else, but a solo album, leaving this band and starting another one.
Mm.
I've had a real job before, and this just doesn't qualify as a real job. This is more like a fantasy job. I have no reason to not do this. I love the travel. I love playing. I love the music we play. So it's, for me, this is not hard work.
I can see that. Yeah, I would agree. It's amazing. And it's a blessing to be able to do this for a living for as long as you have in the same band.
Yeah. I've learned to have a tremendous amount of gratitude for the position I'm in. Every year, I don't have the list in front of me, but there's several bands this year that have hung it up, aren't going to do this anymore.
Yeah, it is.
Man, among our peers, we are certain, there's just fewer and fewer of us. So it's kind of the last man standing in a lot of ways. You figure 10, 15 years from now, there won't be any bands.
Yeah, it's pretty sad the way the music industry has eaten itself with the internet and file sharing and everything else like that. The record industry is pretty much done.
Well, the record industry is one of those things where when we first signed our deal with Don Kirshner, we signed away our publishing. We signed a terrible record deal.
Mm.
So we never, the songwriters got songwriters royalties. That they couldn't take that away from them. But as far as the band money, there just really wasn't much. When Left Overture went gold, we broke even on all the debt we owed to the record company for the cost of recording everything.
Right.
Preview. So we've always relied on the road, traveling, performing as our bread and butter. And so while the record industry is on its last breath, you can't go anywhere and buy a new album. There's a few mom and pop shops you can go and buy old records.
Sure.
You can't go to a music store, a record store anymore. There's a handful of them.
That's true. Well, you said when Left Overture went gold, it's since went 6 times platinum, the original, and then you guys just did the live album recently, Left Overture Live and Beyond, on the 40th anniversary last year.
Uh-huh. But all of this is really because we love to play live, and that's really how we have sustained ourselves, not relying on the fickle record business. and it's no mystery, or it's not. Everybody knows that it's always been a very corrupt and shady business.
Sure,
where you. You sell X, they tell you sold Y, then you have to get the lawyers out to find out what you really sold, and then they find a bunch of money under the table that you weren't paid, but all the lawyers wind up getting all the money because it cost a fortune to do the auditing. It's all very disheartening, is why we build our business model around performing.
Well, case in point, talk about a ripoff. You've been eligible. Kansas has been eligible since 1999. 19 years to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and you're still getting shunned.
Well, we're in good company.
Good point.
There's an awful lot of great. We've even talked about starting the knot in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, something you could get kicked out of if you actually got in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, it's just amazing to me, being a fan, you've got all of these signature songs, Dust in the Wind, Carry On Wayward Son, obviously, Point of No Return, the title track from that album, Hold On, along with countless others that audiences expect to see every time. Let's talk about Carry On Wayward Son getting a new life and turned on to a metal audience in the hands of Anthrax. I know Phil had come out and endorsed it. Publicly, what do you think about it?
Well, it's all great. I mean, the song kind of is obviously stands on its own.
Sure.
The TV show Supernatural has adopted that song.
Yeah, so yeah.
That has brought a whole new audience to our concerts. We have, I mean, that's millions and millions of people that are dedicated to that show that are now Kansas fans. Because that's their theme song. We played at Comic-Con this year. And it was, you know, nobody knew we were going to be there. And we started the Comic-Con event for them. It was incredible.